Last week we talked about how our faith gets reset and how God works through our faith to give us the life that He wants us to be living and worth living. And if you remember last Sunday, we talked about things that needed to be reset. And we said like a cable box. And somebody said cell phone at times. And then we talked about, I told you the experience I had with my garbage disposal, where I flipped the switch and it wouldn't turn on. Went under the sink, and I found a little red button that said reset. Now this, what I'm going to tell you next, this just happens to me. I went home, my wife was peeling potatoes again, we love potatoes, and she wanted to flip the switch, and the garbage disposal didn't work. So, this time, I went underneath it, pushed the red button, and nothing happened. Anyone have any idea of what the problem is? Any electricians here? It took me a while to kind of think it through, and so I poked my head under the sink again, and I saw that the garbage disposal was plugged in, and I unplugged it, plugged it in again, and went back up to the switch, and it didn't work. Something needed to be reset. I had the hardest time thinking, what could this be? Do you have any ideas? Circuit breaker? Absolutely. You know those things that are near water called GFCIs? Yeah, and every once in a while they can pop and it can break the electric current. Well, here's the deal. There's a GFCI under the sink, and I went and I pressed it, and it still didn't work. Something else needed to be reset. And at that point in time in my mind, couldn't imagine what that would be. And then, out of the blue, it came to me. Where does that outlet come from? It is connected to a circuit breaker that is in the electrical panel or in the garage. And I went and I flipped the switch, and it was there. It worked. What I needed to do is I needed to reset my mind several times to kind of focus and think through to restore that to the original design that it was. And so today, when we talk about being reset in the mind, the sermon today is, I am what I think about. And so I want to talk to you about our minds and how Jesus offers us a way to reset our minds when our minds are having trouble thinking or are distracted or in an area they shouldn't be. So there's a passage in 1 Timothy, and our sermon notes are on the yellow page in your notes. Sermon note one is to reset something is to restore it to its original design. Now, in this way, when Paul's letter to Timothy, he says to Timothy, who's dealing with a church just like our church, and he's saying, tell people to lay up for themselves treasures, the kind of treasures that are going to give you life that is truly life. Not fleeting things, not possessions, but those things in life that are going to give us life. Things like family, things like a church family, our beliefs, things that are going to transcend the thing of our minds in this world. And so that brings us today to our scripture, Psalm 27. What I'd like to focus on there is that the way that it focuses on the mind, and I'm going to show you how that does that. So first of all, I want to say this. Our soul's health, our health as human beings begins with our mind. Many of you know I'm a clinical therapist, and one of the things in my training, what I had to do was learn about what the mind does, what the brain actually does. And we know that in a given moment, there are billions of neurons and synapses that go off in our brain that connect things. And those are related sometimes to our emotions and our impulses and things like that. So we know that the mind is a very, very active thing. Well, in Psalm 27, we hear these words. Though an army besieges me, my heart will not fear. Though wars break out against me, even then I'll be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord.
One thing I only seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and seek him. You know, David in this psalm, he's talking about physical armies, physical wars. But I want to talk to you about the wars that we have going on in our battle of our minds. You see, it's in our minds where every struggle begins. Maybe it's a dark thought. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's rage. Maybe it's hopelessness. But our mind is something that Jesus blessed us and gave us with. And he wants us to use our mind in a way that we can glorify him and that we can live in this world as happy and content people. But we know that there's an army that can besiege our minds. And there are soldiers that can run through our minds. And Jesus says at those points, when you have that going on in your mind, bring it on. Bring it on. There's a story in Mark 5. So in Mark 5, we have the story of Jesus, and there's kind of a cemetery next to where he's at, and there's a man in that cemetery. We're told that he is dressed differently, and he's talking to himself, and he's just cursing, he's blaspheming, and he's just out of control. And we're told that Jesus walks to where this man is, and the man sees Jesus. And in all of his terror and all of his agony, and he bows down to Jesus. And when he does, he's changed. All of a sudden, this man who we would call maybe psychotic, or we would call, destitute, all of a sudden this man is changed and is different. Because he knew he was coming into the presence of Jesus Christ, and Jesus had the power to transform. Now, as always, there were people watching. There were people watching. But we know that there was a group of pigs and swine. And so what Jesus did is he called out the evil spirits of the mind, and he said, "Now enter into them." And we're told that the pigs start running away and they go over a cliff and they all die. But the man, the man, people are looking at him and watching him, and he's like this different person. And get this, at first people were really, really excited about this. And then, as usual, people got angry. But it's interesting what this man, when he's changed, what he says that he would like to do. He says, "Jesus, I want to come with you. I want to be with you." And so sermon note number 4, Jesus says this to him. He says this. He says, "No, you go to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has done mercy on you." You see, Jesus offered that man who called himself mob or who called himself legion, he offered him a reset of the mind. Jesus offered him a reset of the mind. You know, we've all been through situations. Have we ever walked into a situation or walked out of a situation and said, "This is like a zoo"? Anybody have that experience? Or what about this one? Have you ever said, "This is a 3-ring circus? Do you remember experiences like that? Or we hear this saying, "All hell broke loose." Like, what happened? You know, the mind that has not been reset is going to have things like that happen. Chaos. And Jesus tells us that we can reset our mind by focusing on him and focusing on his word. Now, I will tell you that you might say, "Well, you know, Pastor, that's great, but I've tried to renew my mind, but I still struggle with addiction, or maybe I still struggle with anger, or maybe I still struggle with depression or anxiety." But Jesus offers this reset of the mind in a way that no one else can. No psychiatrist, no psychologist, no clinical therapist. Jesus offers a reset of the mind that is connected to the heart.
You know, people ask me, how do you do it on a daily basis? You see 8 to 10 clients a day dealing with different things. And I'll say this, that a lot of times when people come in to see me in a clinical role, they're dealing with their minds, but they're dealing about, they have internalized what other people have said about them. Maybe you've had that situation sometimes. I had a woman who came in this week and told me, she said, you know, she goes, I'm just an awful person. I said, why do you say that? And she said, you know, when my mom gave birth to me, she said she went into a severe depression, and to this day, my brothers have told me that it was my fault. Real story. I had a young couple come in to see me who he's being deployed for 9 months. And they're having, you know, some issues with adjusting to that. They're also facing financial issues, and she's 6 months pregnant. And they came in and said, I don't think we're going to make it. There's so many different things where we allow our mind to take on these negative things. And sometimes people say, well, you know, that's Satan getting at your mind. And I want to tell you this, okay? Satan will try that kind of thing, but Satan is not the opposite of God. And so we shouldn't give him that kind of power in our lives. And so I think that the thing that Jesus offers us is when our minds are kind of failing us, that we can press that reset button, that loving him, trusting in him, and turning our lives over to him will make all the difference. Now, this is kind of a neat thing. There are two things that I believe that the way that Jesus has done this, the way we're wired. And this is sermon note number 5. Jesus offers us another way. And the first one is this. When we're wired, you can't think two thoughts at one time. We can only think one thought at one time. And if that one thought is positive, if that one thought is centered on him, your mind will be centered on him. And all that other negativity will kind of fall to the wayside. We can only think one thought at a time. And so when we do, we need to be thinking about those things that are beautiful, that are pure, that are godly. Because and when we do that, Jesus takes up our mind, and we focus on that. But think about how easy it is to get distracted from that. Think about it how it is maybe when you get angry, it's easy just to let your whole mind and then your body gets angry and you have that physical response. But think about how different it is if instead of thinking the negative thoughts, you think the positive thoughts. And Jesus, the way we're wired, we can only think one thought at a time. And the other thing I think that he wired us for is that when we do that, number two is this, is that we should choose for once to think something good. Choose for once to think something good. If things aren't going well in your marriage and all you can think of is bad things, think about something good. Think about something, maybe how God has blessed you or maybe stayed by your side. You know, if things in your life are, if they're stressful or you're having financial issues or you just can't feel the future or what God's going to do, instead of going to the negative, think the positive, because Jesus is promising to bless our mind. But you see, the thing about it is sometimes we don't trust him. We don't trust him. That's why I brought up that scripture passage about the man who had his mind reset. I mean, he was way gone. But he knew that when he was in the presence of Jesus, he bowed down. He bowed down, and he was changed. And so, my friends, you know, resetting our mind on a daily basis is placing our thoughts, that one thought, placing it onto him, and thinking about those good things in those good times. Remember last week I told you this about John Wesley, who, you know, he was struggling with his faith. And so his friend told him this. His friend told him, well, preach faith until you have it. And then once you have it, preach faith. It's the same thing with things in our mind sometimes. Sometimes we, as humans, we just sell out to the bad. We just sell out to the negative. We just sell out to the things that bind and restrict us. But we've got to remember that we have a God. When we claim Him as our Lord and Savior, when we pray out to Him, that He's there to renew, to reset our mind. It is true. You know, we're told this over and over again, but especially in Paul's letter to the Philippians, Paul says to the church, he says this. He says, whatever is, and this is sermon note number 6, and these are good ones, so keep this in your mind. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is praiseworthy, think about such things. So in the renewing of our minds, are we thinking about things that are true? Maybe the things about our spouses, our families, our moms, our parents, our children. Are we thinking about those things that are noble, right, and lovely, or admirable, or praiseworthy? Or are we focused on solely the negativity? Jesus is asking us, and I ask you today, is take your life captive again. Don't let thoughts roam through your life unattended. We're told that we need to seize them, hold them captive, and demand that they comply. And filling our minds with true and excellent things. Jesus wants to reset our minds, to think pure thoughts, to think those things that He would bless us with. We have a decision to make. So the next time you're facing a problem, the next time you're feeling down and you're feeling, hopeless, or maybe anger has taken over, remember to think about those things that are good, the things that God has blessed you with, maybe the things that might be your way out of this, and know that you are loved, that you are forgiven, that you are valuable, that you are redeemed. Fill up your mind daily with Jesus and you'll have reserves. Very interesting. A lot of times when I do a treatment plan, I'll specify a treatment goal. I'll specify how many sessions, what I'd like to see happen, change. And one of the interesting things is this, and this happens all the time, as a clinical therapist. I offer faith-based counseling if somebody wants that. If don't, I respect that. But I'll tell you, when I can end a session and we can pray together, it's amazing what people come back the next week and say. They said, Something happened. Something was different this time. When I left your office, all of a sudden I just felt changed, or maybe the weight of things. And that's when I call these moments with my staff the sacrament of God's presence. Those are the times when we know that God shows up. God who wants to renew our hearts and our minds. God shows up. It's nothing I'm doing. It's what He's doing. And sometimes we just have to allow Him to do that, to have His own way. We're told in Scripture, in Romans, this. We're told that don't conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. There's a study that just came out by two neurologists over in Europe. And this study, in closing, talks about the effect our brain has on our body. How we think impacts how we are. Now, this study took place in the UK. Okay. Something that ladies in the UK seem to always wear that we don't in the United States, we used to, but ladies, what would that be? Hats. Yeah, and if you've ever seen some of the hats, they're pretty high hats and feathers, and they're pretty, you know, they're big. Well, women in the UK, when they go through a doorway, have a habit of having to duck down because of their hats. And what we found in this study, the two neurologists said that even after a while, even women who are not wearing the hats, when they go through the doorway, they still duck down. They feel as though they can't put their head up. They can't stand tall. They can't stand erect. Well, you see, that's what Jesus does for us when he resets our mind. He says to us, you don't have to duck down anymore. You don't have that hat of negativity or that hat of anger or hopelessness or despair. You don't have that anymore. You can stand tall. You can face tomorrow. As we sang that beautiful hymn when we came in, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And so today, as we leave here, I ask that you would be reinvigorated in your mind. And when your mind tends to fail you, when you feel yourself going down a negative trail, remember that God wants to reset your mind. We know this is a tough thing. We know there are things out there that just seem like they're God-resistant or treatment-resistant. But that's the very moment where Jesus wants us to continue. Because we never know when that miracle is going to happen. Would you bow your heads and pray with me? God, the Almighty Father, Lord, we thank you so much for today. Lord, we ask you to just give us the gift of resetting. Lord, we know that when armies besiege our minds, you say, bring it on. We know, Lord, that you want us to live a happy and fruitful life on this earth. You've given us this earth. And God, when our minds go astray, when our faith goes astray, know that you have the answers to reset them. And we pray, Lord, that as we think thoughts, we'll think about those things that are based on you. And we know, Lord, that when we pray, that our mind is transformed. We pray, Lord, that our minds are transformed. And Lord, we thank you for not having to duck down the rest of our lives and pretend. Lord, we thank you for resetting us. And we ask that as we go forward today now, you would bless and keep us in your care. We ask this in your most precious name. Amen. Now, if you would turn in your hymnals to number 881. At this time, we're going to recite the words of our faith, the Apostles' Creed, 881. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Holy Spirit, Virgin Mary.